Our scripture today is from the Old Testament. It's Isaiah 25, verses 6 through 9. If you're able, stand out of respect for the word of God. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forevermore. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trust in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Knowing that today was going to be All Saints Sunday for our church, as I began working on scriptures, I was just overjoyed with how spread out through the Old and New Testament are remembrances of God's promise and eternal life. The scripture we heard today go all the way back to Isaiah. And what a great vivid picture Isaiah has made for the children of God. He begins talking about the great banquet that all will be welcome to. And he talks in detail about it, doesn't he? The fine meats, the wines that were aged and were the prime and the best drinks. He talks about the shroud of death that will be taken away from all people, not to be used again. But then it focuses on our purpose today and the purpose of all people of faith. That no matter how dire the circumstances we face, no matter how deep the well of grief, no matter how overcoming the foes, our God will take care of us. He will be victorious, and we will be with him. We all like homecoming. I think our meal last week was a homecoming meal for us at Bethel. And not a hand in this church had to stir a pot, bake a dish, or do anything. We just gathered and we talked and we ate our full and we celebrated. And then if we didn't have enough last Sunday, our men worked like demons preparing a fabulous barbecue. And we came and we ate again. We love doing those things. I was on a plane from Philly to Dallas. It was a number of years ago. Desert Storm was going on. And I had an opportunity to sit by a young man in his early 20s who was in the Army. He had been stationed in Saudi Arabia, had saw combat. And now, for the first time, after over a year, he had leave to go home to his parents' home in Dallas. He talked to me for most of the flight about his parents' home. And I could tell he didn't appreciate it quite like he did after being away in that war zone for over a year. He was excited about seeing his parents, but especially his mother. And it was touching to hear him talk about what he treasured about her. Things that were taken for granted, now he was anticipating. And I can't remember what he wanted to eat, but he kept mentioning, well, I hope Mom has this. I hope Mom has that. I suspect she had that and even more. Homecoming is special. Some of us remember homecomings of our whole family. But Jesus prepares a place where all of us will go home when we leave this life. Remember, Revelation was written by the disciple John. He had been placed on a forbidding, desolate island to live out his life, isolated from his disciple brothers and sisters, and especially his brother James. I'm not sure if James had met his death by the time John was taken to the island. But I suspect then the folks that were sent over to care for him in the sparse way he was cared for, the things John wrote down were secreted by them to take back to the Christians surviving in different parts of the world under horrible circumstances. Some of you have shared concerns about Christians in the Middle East under the control of ISIS and other terrorist groups that are being pulled out and massacred brutally. That's what was happening to the followers of Jesus. There were no great banquets of meat and fine foods and great wines. They were surviving on the little they had. And every day they feared that they would be captured and put to death. So John was blessed to be given a vision. You know, it's kind of a way to talk about something we cannot express to someone who hasn't seen it. But John wrote, "And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. They shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eye, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" Not only will it be a great homecoming, but if you could take out everything that makes you fearful, everything that is painful and hopeless, everything that isolates you, all that gone, and a wonderful celebration with all of God's children. I remember reading something Fanny Crosby wrote. I don't know if all of you know her, but she's a very famous writer of wonderful hymns at the Great Revival period. And she was blind. She had been blind. But what marvelous music she wrote. And someone said, "Fanny, if you could have any prayer answered, would you be praying to have your eyesight restored?" She said, "No, that's the last thing I would want." "Well, why not? Wouldn't you want to see those you love?" She said, "No, I'd like the first vision I have to be in heaven and see the face of my Savior. She lived with a joy and confidence because she knew God's promises were her promises. It was her gift to unwrap, and it was her Savior that would give her something to truly rejoice about. This last, about a week and a half, with everything else going on, we were beginning to think about the Advent season. And so I began asking the questions a new pastor will ask. Like, what do y'all do on the Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving? What do you do? Who puts up the Advent wreaths, and where do they go? And every time I turned around, someone would mention Sarah Bonneville. Sarah did the Advent table, did the Thanksgiving table. Sarah. Each one of the names, I've heard just little snippets of why they were beloved here in this church. Craig, your wife, I heard she was the scouting program. She was its burning fire. And we're so grateful you're doing the things you do for scouts. People like that, they linger in our hearts and make it hard for us to let them go. But John tells us they've not been taken from us. They've gone to join our Savior and prepare a place for us. And even as we worship today, they are praying with us. I never more understood the communion service as when I thought about all the saints who were kneeling with us, praying with us from heaven as we take communion. We join with them when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And then the famous scripture in John, when Jesus has returned to his disciples and they are so grief-filled and overdone by the crucifixion, he tells them, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. And where I am going, you may be also." His last words were, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." In other words, Jesus doesn't give us promises and then cause them to fail or take them from us. His promises are eternal. "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I'm with you." Just like the nightlight my parents left in the hall when I went to bed as a child. I'm not alone. We're just down the hall. Today, on this All Saints Sunday, our destiny is paradise. Jesus tells us he's gone to prepare the place for us. But we anguish over small things, don't we? We live for tomorrow instead of living for eternity. One writer said, "Heaven is not so much a realm as it is a relationship. A kingdom, but more a kinship. It is a place where God will embrace us and take us home." So on this wonderful All Saints Sunday, remember the promises for these saints who are now celebrating them, but also remember in your hearts the promises that belong to you. Do not get discouraged. Do not get lost and lose sight of the promises Jesus has for us. We have something to celebrate too. God bless each and every one of you this day. Amen. and amen.